The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You hear that sound right there, the little rooster, right? I actually had a message on Instagram, a DM, and this lady asked me, why do you play the rooster before you talk? Let's explain everything on this Friday. Hey, it is almost Halloween. We're counting days down. We are the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And obviously it's a good song. It's a vibe, right? We're feeling good right now with the music underneath
us. What is the song? What is it again?
Gap Band, Early in the Morning.
There you go. Yeah. My mom, man. It reminds me of my mom. Anyway, reminds me of my childhood, the rooster. Where I lived, there were farm animals. And we didn't live in the country.
I mean, I had a rooster in my neighborhood, and I lived in the city.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I lived adjacent to the city, I guess you could say that.
What do you mean, Anthony?
Well, I lived like, I lived in the South Valley part of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's a city.
Well, yeah, but it literally has valley in the title.
He's kind of country out there.
We would have farms like the size of like 2 to 3 acres. So nothing like crazy, but big. I could wake up in the morning and hear cows moo. Okay.
So that's why we had chickens and roosters in the neighborhood that I lived in. There was an occasional pig or goat, you know, and then one week they'd be there and the next week they wouldn't, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Cabrito taco or something, little goat taco. I don't know. I mean, that's just why, and it just reminded me.
The goat taco is what our morning show is.
Because I would always wonder what happened to the animals that I would walk by and feed.
You're going to figure that out?
Well, I figured it out now, Automatic. I figured it out now. Just to let you know, kiddos, the bacon you eat in the morning, it doesn't come from the grocery store. National Day, Anthony A.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Poor Peppa Pig.
If you're eating bacon in the morning, you're having a good life. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and start with Frankenstein Friday. Hey! Last Friday in October. Hey! Yeah. We also got National First Responders Day, too. So shout out to all the first responders.
Yeah, salute
to
them.
Yeah. My mom's brother, Tina, I appreciate you. She's dope.
That's a hard job to have.
It really is. Yeah. We also got National Internal Medicine Day. It's also National Chocolate Day.
Hold on. Chocolate Day.
Ooh, yeah. You're just going to skip over chocolate.
God, well, skip like that?
It's a National Breadstick Day. Oh, and damn, boy, do I love some breadsticks.
Are you trying to say breadsticks greater than chocolate?
Not greater than, but I love me some breadsticks.
I'll dip my breadstick in some chocolate.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
You could do breadsticks sweet or savory. That's one of my favorite things about
them. Think about a golden breadstick, and it's buttery on top, and it's just got a little crisp on the outside, and when you go inside, it's just kind of mushy and flaky. Come on! How could you not love this?
Still want chocolate.
Mushy and flaky. Sounds like my ex.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to break down a down in the DM about Maddie and her man, Zane.
Ooh.
Now, just to let you know right off top, Maddie is, I believe she's in her 40s and Zane is in his mid-20s. He's a real estate dude and she just feels like something's not right.
He's glued to his phone all the time. He's literally always on his phone.
Do you think he actually might be working?
At midnight? What kind of work are you doing at midnight?
Mm-hmm. Is it business? Is it? Or is it going
real
down?
Real estate people, it's hard to trust, dog.
I'm pretending to be Chelsea. Here's how the call went. So, Zane, I was thinking drinks and dinner. Does that sound good to you?
You know, let me call my assistant, see if I'm available this week. Can you hold for just a minute?
Just hold on. Zane, my name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. Your girlfriend, Maddie, had us call you because she thought you were using your social media to meet women and you're using it to try to sell some houses. It did not go down in the DM.
I was rooting for him, thank God.
Well, Automatic got into a fight with Maddie earlier, you know, during the down in the DM, and it continued as the call progressed.
Why are you so insecure? Maddie, you're 40 years old. You are a grown freaking woman. Are you kidding?
Listen, you don't have to be insulting about it.
God, I'm not being insulting. I stopped dating girls my own age. You know this. I'm sick of dealing with shit like this. And you know what? It doesn't stop, does it?
Awesome, I'm sorry, Maddie. Thank you so much, Maddie.
I appreciate it.
I tried to tell her you were a hardworking man and that you were not out cheating on her, but she didn't want to believe me.
Well, that was funny, Otto, but you were really coming in hard on her, and you needed to pull back a little bit. She's calling us for help, and you're making the woman feel worse about the situation than she already did in the first place because she's 40.
I don't think there was any ageism
that happened there. I just think Automatic was speaking the truth, and I'm glad you stepped up to the opportunity.
Exactly. I was trying to defend a good man.
You didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, I had a gut feeling, okay?
You had a gut feeling because you were fighting with her. All right, let's take a call before we break this down. Hi, who is this?
It's Alicia, hello?
Okay, Alicia, go ahead and speak on this DM, girl.
I was just commenting on DJ Automatic.
married to DJ Automatic. He's younger than I am.
Oh, but that's okay, because you're already sophisticated. This girl does not sound sophisticated.
Okay, so you don't think that he should be dating someone that old or she should be dating someone that young?
No, because she needs to expect that something's going to go wrong. He's a kid.
Then why is she the one acting like a kid?
Why is she acting like a kid? Because she's dating a kid.
She's actually right. I just read a study on relationships.com that says maturity levels when it comes to relationships really have nothing to do with age once you reach a certain age. Some people never mature. 22.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And especially if you've been in a relationship since you were young, you continue to kind of process the relationship at that age. If you haven't experienced or experimented with other people, this is the only kind of...
Well, if you don't know, if you've never gone through it, you're not going to know it. Yeah.
I also think career placements also take precedent in relationships too. Like if this man was just on his hustle, like he may not have time to the relationship, which was building up to her insecurities.
And I don't want to be ageist either here because I'm no spring chicken, but she's 40, he's 20, he's grown up with a phone in his hand. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit different for him. He's hustling on the gram, and she's thinking that he's hustling on the gram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Things keep getting more and more expensive, right? Well, this is outrageous, though. A pair of Levi's jeans just sold for $76,000.
What?
One pair of jeans. So these Levi's were made in the 1870s.
Oh.
And they are in perfect condition. They were found in a mine in New Mexico. And this guy goes and looks for stuff like that. And apparently there's a lot of value to
this. Damn, dude, these freaking thrifters. They're getting after it now. Now they're turning to coal miners for some vintage.
People talk about Goodwill has high prices. Yeah. But inside the pair of jeans is something Levi's might not have wanted us to see. It says, the only kind made by white labor.
Oh, that used to be the old slogan?
That was the old slogan, yeah. It was very anti-Chinese sentiment. And since the jeans were sold, they've released a statement that says, we love everybody, we're sorry!
That is not good for anybody involved in that situation at all.
Except for the guy who's going to get $76,000 for the jeans.
Thank you very much, DJ Automatic.
All right, well, speaking of a lot of money for something that we didn't know could cost that much, a smartphone hit the auction this year, and ladies and gentlemen, an iPhone, the first edition from 2007, recently sold for $40,000. All right, now this iPhone is in excellent, exceptional condition. The seal is still on it, and it's virtually flawless. They said that this is the best iPhone first gen that there is.
What if it still works?
It does. It should still work, and it comes.
It looks the same as the one I have on right now. All right. Do you guys ever ask yourself, or have you ever asked yourself, is she faking it?
She has at least once or twice. I promise you.
Sometimes I don't even care. I'm numb to it. Well, she's really going after it.
She's
today.
Really numb.
I haven't even got it.
Well, according to a new study, women fake the big O because they feel insecure and don't want to appear abnormal or dysfunctional. They also noted that women who aren't happy in their relationships fake it. In fact, the Science Direct Journal found that fakers exist in both short and long-term relationships.
You know what? Well, this study's a fake. She's faking it because she don't want to make you feel bad. All right, those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez has tested positive for COVID. We have an update on her health right now. Daily Dirt, Best Gossip, this story and more, of course. It is brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Bill Gates celebrating his birthday, Caitlyn Jenner, Julia Roberts, and Frank Ocean as well.
All right, so I'm going to start off talking about Tory Lanez. He has been ordered by a judge to house arrest until the trial for allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion. I guess he's gotten into some altercations.
Well, he had the thing happen with August Alsina. I know that.
Yeah, so judge is like, stay home. And I'm not mad at it. Moving on, we'll talk about Kanye West. There's just so much going on with Kanye West. He showed up to Skechers headquarters a couple days ago in Los Angeles unannounced. He was spoken to and then was
removed from the building,
escorted out. And they let him know that Skechers was started by a Jewish family who still owns the company. So he's obviously unaware of that. He has since apologized. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. My grandmother was schizophrenic. When I hear Kanye talk, it's a bunch of nonsensical gibberish with God in it about every 10 words. That's how somebody who's mentally ill communicates. Some of it makes sense, but most of it doesn't. And you find yourself asking, well, that's kind of, yeah, well, oh, he's sick and he's being taken advantage of. I am not excusing anything he's talked about, co-signing on whoever and all the terrible things he said. I'm trying to explain that this man has nobody around him who can control him or even cares to. All right, and then now I'm going to wrap it up with Selena Gomez giving us an update. She did test positive for COVID. She wants to remind people it's still there, and especially for persons like her who are immunocompromised. She has lupus. She had to have a kidney donated by her best friend. Anybody with type 1, type 2 diabetes, a cancer survivor, COVID affects them very differently than a normal healthy person.
Is she going to be okay though?
She says she's fine, but she is in bed. She's feeling really bad, and she's vaccinated.
Mental health and wellness episode of Daily Dirt right here. I like how we're just addressing everything. Let's do it all, dude.
Gotta do it. All right, that's going to wrap up the Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.